Well, thank you all very much for sharing your stories and for going to Belize. This is the first time we've worked with hospice. And Susie, if you don't know Susie Malden, she is from our church and is living in Belize long-term to work with hospice and is now actually the interim director of hospice and palliative care. So I wanted us to think for just a moment as we're thinking about what we've heard and what God has done on these mission trips. I want to read the verses that I was referring to in the children's sermon. This is Jesus' words to his disciples. He says, "A new commandment I give to you." John 13, verses 34 and 35. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." I would definitely say that our mission teams have loved well. I mean, if you look at just getting to see a little bit of what they've done and what they've participated in, schools in Burma receiving support so children can go to school, so that teachers get paid, hospice patients in Belize knowing that they're not alone in their suffering, that there's somebody not just there, but people who really love them. I mean, as Harold told the story of this young man, Albert, needing to be changed and nobody there to do it, so our guys just stepped in and did it. That's what love looks like. Jesus commands us here to love in the same way that he has loved us. That comes off the tongue pretty easy. But think about the love Jesus had for us. Think about that for just a minute. Jesus gave his life for us when we most least deserved it. That's the kind of sacrificial love he calls us to have for other people. Our missionaries have sacrificed their time and their finances and resources to travel and to love, mostly strangers that they had to get to know when they arrived. That's the kind of sacrificial love Jesus calls us to. Jesus says when we do it, when we love like that, then people will take notice. He says, when you do that, you're really my disciples. People will know that you're my disciples when you love like that. So as we're thinking about this, it's not just our missionaries who have loved in this way, but it's the people that they've gotten to work with. The Belize team going to Belize and working with the hospice volunteers like Lillian and Susie from our church, the long-term missionary there, and others working with hospice in Belize. They're making great sacrifices and loving other people. Same thing in Thailand. When we went to Thailand, and you saw the picture in the video with the excellent narration, as Harold already noted. I think that's what you said, right? Yeah. And there was a picture in the video of Tupo and Nana, the couple that we got to spend quite a bit of time with. And they have learned, I would say they have learned how to love like Jesus, because they have through, I don't even know their whole story, but they've gotten Thai ID cards, which is a huge deal for Karen people who've come from Burma and living in Thailand to actually have the papers. They could go and live and work in Thailand anywhere they want. They could have made a nice life for themselves, but they didn't. Love kept them there on the border, working with their people, helping others. They've stayed there to sacrificially love the Karen people. They work hard connecting people there with desperate needs, connecting them with the resources from churches and organizations around the world, churches and organizations like Partners, Relief and Development. And they weren't here earlier because they were in the sanctuary being introduced, but I did want to introduce Steve Gumer. He is the president and co-founder of Partners Relief and Development, just here visiting today by coincidence. He actually wasn't here for this presentation exactly, but we could pretend like he came just for this. And then Anders R. Rotschafer. Okay, Anders is an intern with Partners, but we are reporting on a tiny little bit of the work that Partners is doing in lots of places now around the world. And if you'd like to know more about this amazing organization, Steve is here. He'll be around after the service a little bit, and even you could connect with him later in the week also. So find us after the service if you want to hear more. But it is amazing that Tupo and Nana have given up what they have so that they can serve their people and love like they do. They were hosting our group of four at the church, and we stayed there, and then giving us meals and stuff. And they had another group staying in their home at the same time, and I was struck. I was really struck by their sacrifice and the relationships that they build to make everything possible. Things just went like clockwork, and here we are driving in the back of a truck across an international border in Iraq, and we, you know, it's just smooth sailing because of the hard work at building relationships that they've done over the years. And they made it possible for us to spend time with these kids in the school, to sit down with an army general and talk about the future of the Karen people, and all because of these relationships. So Tupo and Nana love their neighbors in this way, and the world looks on, and they get to see what Jesus looks like. This is a beautiful picture for our world. And I hope that for you this morning, it's not just a good feeling that you get like, ah, yes, I'm glad our church is doing that. Oh, it feels good to hear what God is doing in those places. That's good, but I don't want it to stop there. My hope is that as you see people loving like Jesus, it encourages you to do the same. And that doesn't mean you have to go on a mission trip. You're welcome to do that. But you don't have to go on a mission trip to love like Jesus. Jesus calls us to live like this every day. So how might you love your friends, your family, your neighbors this way? What about strangers? How could you love a stranger like Jesus? Maybe you sign up as a regular volunteer for hospice here in Midland. You don't have to go to Belize to volunteer for hospice. You can do it tomorrow, right across the street, as a matter of fact. That's one place, but there's tons of things you can do to love people like Jesus. You don't have to do it in a formal way at all. What if you just went to visit someone who is struggling with loneliness, needs to know that you care? As we love others with that love, that Jesus love, remember, this is how we show the world we're his disciples. We show the world what Jesus looks like when we love like him. Jesus looks like a man receiving an indoor bathroom in Belize for the first time at his house. Jesus looks like kids in Burma getting to go to school when violence and oppression has denied it in their community for so long. And Jesus looks like you as you love others too. Amen. So Jesus, the one who loves us so much and loves us so sacrificially, has invited us to this table today. Jesus has given his life for us and has opened up this table to all who believe in him. So as we come here today to celebrate this feast that Jesus has prepared, we do so with a deep gratitude in our hearts. Let's go to God in prayer and try to express that just a little bit. We are thankful, Lord, as we think about this love that Jesus has for us, this sacrifice that he was so willing to give for us. We thank you. Thank you that it's not something we've earned or we've deserved on our own, but it's a gift of your grace. And we thank you for the glimpses of you that we have gotten in Belize and Thailand. We thank you that you have made it possible for these teams to travel so far and to come back to tell stories about what they've seen. We pray that the people that we met in these places around the world would stay in our hearts, that they would be in our prayers, that we would remember them as we come to you in prayer on our own. Lord, we pray your blessing on those that we visited there who are left behind to do this work each day, for people like Tupo and Nana, for Susie and Lillian, and so many others. We pray for the work of Partners Relief and Development in Thailand and Burma, Bangladesh, in the Middle East. We pray that you would bless them with the resources they need and the wisdom in how to use those to best serve people, to best love people like Jesus does. Lord, it's really a big responsibility when we think about it that we show the world what Jesus looks like by the way we love. So help us to love in that way. You've given us a beautiful example. Help us to follow this example. Show us the people we need to love. Show us the ones, even the hard ones, Lord. Open our eyes to those who we need to love. And we want to pray today also for those who are in need of a little bit of love. Help us to find them, comfort them, and touch them with your love today, Lord. Let them know that they are not alone in their grief, in their sickness, in their suffering. For those experiencing violence and turmoil around the world, Lord, we pray for your peace to reign. And as we come to this table today, we pray that these common elements of the bread and the cup would be for us the true presence of Jesus among us. That as we celebrate this supper that Jesus has prepared for us, that he might be right here with us. That through your Holy Spirit, you would renew us and refill us so that we can love like you do. Give us that gift today, we pray, in the strong name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and after he had broken it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after they'd eaten the bread, then Jesus took the cup and he poured it out, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." For friends, whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the saving death of our Lord Jesus till he comes again. If our servers could please come forward. We'll be taking communion by intinction. If you would come forward to one of the two stations up front, take a piece of bread and then dip it in the cup, receive communion, and then go back to your seats. And give a moment for the band to be served first, please, and then we can file in after them. These are the gifts of God for us, the people of God.